Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies, so I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was the chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Drop, keep screaming for more. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, Wise Bolio there. Man.
It's a good day to stay inside and have some wine spolioli because it's a little moist outside.
Yeah, and one of the last things to watch for going to bed last night was the late night weather report from the station. It said expect sunny skies in the morning and rain moving in about 4 or 5 in the evening. So they were right on schedule.
I think so. So yeah. Welcome, folks, to the Sip and Chew Show. On the last Sunday
ever.
Of February.
Oh, same thing.
Last Sunday of February. Rolling into the final week of Mardi Gras. And heading straight into leprechaun season. Can't wait for that. That's my favorite.
Oh, most important. Love it. Most importantly, March Madness, baby.
There you go, and that too. And it's easy for the state of Alabama this year. So far, yeah, we're doing good.
Half the top four seeds. Mm-hmm. Will be from the state of Alabama, barring another loss by Alabama. Here's the problem, though. They've got the toughest finish schedule of anyone in the country. They're going to lose at least one more game.
Okay.
Well, for one, they got to go to Auburn and play at Auburn.
But, that's the last game, though.
Yeah, that's the last. I think Florida probably beats them next week. Mm-hmm. Florida's really good.
Yeah,
Florida can do something Alabama can't. That's play defense.
They'll still be in. Exactly. They'll still get to go.
Oh yeah. Still, yeah. They might drop to a two seed.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I like coming from behind. Trying to hang on number one spot. But anyway,
yeah. Well, we're enjoying being the hunted. Tomorrow starts week 7 at number one. The only other team in the conference that's ever done that's Kentucky.
What's happened to Kentucky this year?
Not much.
You mean their brand new coach?
Recently.
You mean their brand new coach and the brand new team that they got? Mm. John Calipari, their longtime coach, left them in the middle of the night without saying a word last year for Arkansas.
Yeah.
Granted, he was about to get fired. Calipari, his career was built around recruiting, getting the best recruits in, not the best coach game day-wise. Never has been. Well, now that everybody's allowed to recruit the way John Calipari already has, he ain't that good a recruiter anymore either.
Okay, right.
Yeah, so he's at Arkansas. Kind of the whole Nick Saban thing. When NIL happened,
see ya.
Suddenly their stranglehold mysteriously disappeared.
Right.
Yeah, and Kentucky has notoriously done that. I grew up a Kentucky basketball fan, but I also know that no team has spent more time on probation than Kentucky.
Right. I don't know. I think K-State, when I was growing up, they seemed to have a lot of problems. But everybody else was a K-State fan while I stayed a KU fan. Yeah. Just, you know.
So during March Madness.
Yeah.
Now, we all know what goes good.
Wings.
Know. Wings?
Yeah. Still? Wings, March Madness. Okay. Absolutely. Wings, pizza, nachos.
Corn dogs?
At an LSU game, of course. But they won't be going to March Madness.
Yeah.
But if you like a corn dog, I don't see why not. But
I saw something rather interesting where they took a beef, you know, shredded beef, and they made it into a corn dog shape, and then they breaded the outside of that and dipped it in deep fat.
I've seen that with a beef rib, and they dipped it in corn dog batter.
Yeah.
And then fried it.
Shredded beef.
They probably freeze it.
Huge.
Yeah. They probably freeze it to get it to whole.
Transglutamate. And then they just dipped it in there.
Transglutamate, also known as meat glue.
Yeah.
It's a compound that when you add it to meat will make it bond together And it's how, like, chicken McNuggets are made. Chicken McNuggets, if you don't know, are a liquid.
Yeah.
They put the transglutamate in it, and it allows it to set back up, the proteins in it to set back up in a firm shape.
I saw a video on that once where the, you know, the pink glob thing.
Yeah.
It's like, pink, I'm done.
Pink goo is what it's called.
I can't do another McNugget.
Well, you would. They throw the whole chicken in. I mean, the beak, the everything is in it, and they just mash it and mash it and mash it till it turns into a liquid.
Well, you probably wouldn't do good at what our friends, Chris Sherrill and David Hubble, went to yesterday.
Chris was there.
Huh?
Chris was there.
Yeah, and a couple other people.
Probably demoing would be my guess.
They were all there cooking, and it's called a John Besh's. John Foles's bourbon and boucherie at White Oak Plantation in Baton Rouge, outside of Baton Rouge. I went 2 years ago, and I missed it last year, and I was going to go this year, and I forgot all about it. Then I bought a house and couldn't go.
Aren't serving something like that, are they?
Well, Chris, he did a rooster and raccoon soup or stew yesterday. That's what he did. Every household's had a rooster and raccoon stew.
Every household in 1935 had a rooster and raccoon soup.
Yeah.
Boucheries happened in every state in the South, most of the Midwest. They just didn't call them boucheries anywhere but Louisiana.
Ah.
The rest of the country, it's called hog killing.
This just means
butcher. Yeah, and it just meant when spring came along, somebody was going to get their biggest hog, slaughter it. Everybody in the neighborhood would come over, help, and they break the entire thing down in one day to everything they're going to use, including rendering the fat to make lye soap. My dad remembers that.
He said
it stank, and he said, I hated washing with lye soap because it burned.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago when I was there, we had beaver tail. And it was cooked over coals and open fire, and it had been marinating in bear fat.
Right.
So sounds delicious.
Beaver tail confit.
But it has some interesting items.
As long as the words in the menu don't include liver, tongue.
You don't like lingua?
Love lingua. Do you not like dirty rice?
I love dirty rice when it's just beef.
There's no beef in dirty rice.
Well,
that
beef
is
that
pork
I
and chicken. When you get it anywhere else, it is chicken liver and chicken gizzards all ground up.
Yeah.
And
it tastes
delicious.
Good that way.
And
also very nutritious.
Gizzards. I can't. I just couldn't. But I like original dirty beef as well. So I've tolerated that. But that's like one of my favorite things is shepherd pie. Mm-hmm. Original shepherd pie is made with
lamb.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm trying to think of what the stomach, what they call that, the word for stomach. I can't remember what that.
Pork belly?
No, and it's.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh, tripe.
Tripe, and it's like, you know, it's good, but don't tell me what it is.
Tripe goes into menudo.
Yeah.
The traditional Mexican hangover cure.
Yeah.
But David Hubble was showing a video of the guest of honor, big old sow, big old pig.
John?
No, this huge pig that they were going to. That was going to be the center of the table for the day.
Have an apple?
Not yet.
Didn't have an apple?
They hadn't introduced him to the apple yet. Oh, he was still wandering around rooting up the straw in his pen.
Seriously getting to know your food. On a first name basis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they had when I was there 2 years ago, they had some interesting combinations there. And but I think the beaver tails really put, like, wow, really? Beaver tail? Wow. It looked like flounder after they peeled it. Looked just like a flounder.
I think some folks are probably looking at the groundhog right now pretty going, you know, that looking pretty tasty.
They're consumed in other countries.
See what?
Groundhogs consumed in other countries.
Yeah.
We're just the weird one. It's weird that we don't eat these other animals, y'all.
I think they had squirrel
Don't
there
say
too.
That other people are weird for eating goat and stuff like that.
I love goat head.
Yeah.
Publix carries goat. In the frozen meat
section. Oh, cool.
I found that last night.
Cool.
Not just goat cheese?
Well, they serve goat cheese, too. But, yeah, this was the chunks of goat cubed up with the bone still in it, like in Jamaican food.
Oh, okay.
I don't get that. I love Jamaican food,
but
they don't break a chicken apart according to its pieces. You know, pop the joints, and you have the individual pieces.
Right.
They just take the chicken in a cleaver and go down it so every bite's got broken bone in it.
251-343-0106. Give us a call or text us.
Or don't. We don't care.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we
do.
It's a mighty good food. It's a great day when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight because it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life.
This garden tip is brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment, your full line sales and service dealer for all lawn and garden brands. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church.
Look up in the air. It's a redbud. No, it's a Washington, D.C. cherry. No, it's Taiwan cherry. One of the best flowering trees for the Gulf Coast and our most spectacular early bloomer. It's a consistent signal spring is here. Why don't you have one for your yard? It's because you never know what to call it. Because it's not a redbud. Redbuds don't grow so well here. And even though it's a cherry, it's not at all like those cherries in Washington, D.C. It's even better. It's our cherry, the Taiwan cherry, the best cherry for the Gulf Coast. Listen into our show, the Gulf Coast Sunday morning from 9 until 11 on Talk 106.5, and we'll tell you all about it.
It's time to get ready for spring, and that means it's time for
Robertsdale Power Equipment's 32nd annual open house.
February 26th and 27th, take advantage of the lowest prices of the season on top residential and commercial brands of lawn and garden equipment. For 2 days only, save on all in-stock inventory, as well as discounted parts for all brands. Take 10% off handheld equipment and 10% off batteries and accessories. Also save $100 to $1,000 on select mowers and 15% off all in-stock parts. Manufacturer sales reps will be on hand to answer your questions about the latest in lawn and garden equipment. But that's not all. Come by for free food. The folks at Robertsdale Power Equipment will be cooking out both days of the open house. So stop by and join them for lunch and enter a drawing for your chance to win some great prizes. Don't miss Robertsdale Power Equipment's 2-day open house sale, Wednesday and Thursday, February 26th and 27th, celebrating 46 years of great sales and trusted service. Located Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com.
Another quick tip from Gulf Coast Auto Tech.
Minimize fleet downtime with our two-appointment system, one for preliminary diagnosis, the second for the repair. We combine dealer-level expertise with the personal service of a locally owned business. Gulf Coast Auto Tech on Halls Mill Road.
For more than 50 years, Mobile Bay Magazine has showcased the history, style, arts, dining, and entertainment that defines excellence on both sides of Mobile Bay. Each month's issue is filled with our unique Southern Alabama culture, beautifully captured and told through engaging articles and stunning photography. When you subscribe to Mobile Bay Magazine, you'll be swept into the pages where recipes, familiar places and faces, and untold stories abound. Start your journey today by visiting MobileBayMag.com. That's MobileBayMag.com.
Hello again, friends. I'm Randy Bergen, inviting you to join me, Coach Rick Cleveland, and Coach Mark Lassiter for the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. We'll be coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios for 2 hours beginning at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning. We'll visit with coaches, athletes, administrators, and more as we'll keep you up to date on all things prep along the Gulf Coast and the state of Alabama. Wake up with the Prep Sports Report team this Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5.
For more than a decade, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack, but I got a spicy monkey riding on my back. Don't eat pancakes, too much sugar and donuts. I will pay for gumbo.
Alrighty. Hey, folks, we want to recognize something on the show today.
There it is right there. I recognize it.
Somebody's getting older. Somebody just keeps aging.
Everybody's getting older.
That's true. But we want to wish
Paul Rudd.
We want to wish our own Stu Reb Donald.
Hey, that's me.
Happy birthday. He looks great for 104 years old.
157.
Oh, okay. You getting Social Security still? So, anyway.
I'm getting anti-Social Security.
Wow. Anyway. Now, happy He's birthday, Stu. Thank I hope you had a great day. I know you went to Lemoyne's the other night. Got treated like a king.
About that. Yeah.
So, well, happy birthday to that. And before you talk about it, we want to say also that today is National Tootsie Roll Day, and today is National
The Dance.
Huh?
The Dance?
No.
No.
Okay.
The chewy
Are you
chocolate
sure?
thing.
Are
oh,
you
I'm
sure?
certain.
Okay.
I saw the pictures. And today is Banana Nut Bread Day.
Ooh, so look what you. Banana Nut Bread.
But Stu's birthday was yesterday, so he's already a day older.
Yeah.
And he's looking it too. Yeah. So anyway.
I feel like I've been 57 forever now.
But anyway, happy birthday, Stu.
Thank you.
Tell us about your meal the other night.
I had food.
Uh huh.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah.
Why did you go on? Was it Valentine's too?
No.
Why did you go on
my off day?
Why
did I go on my off day?
Yeah, I guess.
I forgot all about Mardi Gras. Apparently I did because I made the reservation for 5:30. What I didn't know was they were going to have the streets closed off, so I couldn't get to the hotel for some stupid reason 4 hours before the parade started.
Oh, my gosh.
We have got to figure out how to have parades without blocking streets.
That's not possible.
Then do away with the parades.
That's everywhere.
Yeah. But I ended up having to park down at Fort Condi and hoof it back. I couldn't take advantage of the valet parking, which was okay. It was only like $6. That's nothing.
Walk off the dinner, you know.
That's just
Seriously. I mean, that's not a big deal. If $6 is a problem for you to walk, you need to walk more.
That's another hike
that's
video
nothing.
For you.
That's less than half a mile.
Did you videotape it so you could
do
another show?
As a matter of fact, that will be this episode's Delta Safari. But,
hike it through the hood.
Yeah, so when I realized I couldn't turn to get to valet parking, I called them and let them know, hey, I'm running a few minutes late. No problem, Mr. Donald. And I said, I have a reservation at 5:30. Would this be Mr. Donald? Yes, it would.
Ooh.
And it's Chef, thank you. No, I didn't say that. And the second person to greet me at the table, Wesley Simpson.
Good old Wes. Lovely gentleman.
Yeah, great chef. Very talented chef. But is doing front of the house management for them, apparently. Mm. Looks spiffy. Still got that spiffy. Elvis Presley hairdo.
Ah, yeah. Got the coif.
Yeah, whereas I've got the Kojak. But they greeted me with a...
Who loves you, baby?
Yeah. They greeted me with a complimentary flute of Sham Pipple. And champagne and Ripple, Michigan.
Oh.
No, actually, it was a bright, crisp, dry champagne. Mm-hmm. Really nice. I don't know them well enough to tell you what it was, and I didn't ask.
Mm.
But
it was free.
Yeah, it was free, which was nice. But it tasted to me a lot like the, what's the one from New Mexico?
Oh, the Gruet.
Yeah, Gruet. Very similar to the Gruet.
Okay.
I liked it very much.
I do like Gruet.
Yeah, it's very good.
Phenomenal job.
And I started off with, instead of getting something real fatty, because I know I'm about to eat a huge steak. I did the tuna crudo. Crudo is an Italian preparation of fish where it is sliced thinly and served raw.
Mm.
And usually, traditionally, drizzled with good olive oil, a little sea salt. And you just do it like this. But they did theirs with a salsa vinaigre, which is another way that the French say vinaigrette, which is also a French word. They have a different word for
everything. So they got a French word for a French word?
Yeah. And it had some pickled sweet chilies with it. Absolutely terrific. And then it drizzled again with really good olive oil.
Mm.
And I was like, that's what I want. I love, at a sushi bar, I'm always going to, no matter what kind of roll I get, at some point there's going to have to be some plain old raw tuna dipped in soy sauce. Because it's phenomenal. So this was along that same line. Then I followed in Becky's footsteps, and I got the Delmonico, which, for those who don't know, the Delmonico is a thick-cut ribeye, and this one was 75-day dry age.
Mm.
So for it to be an 18-ounce steak when they served it to me, that means when they put it in there to dry age, it was between 23 and 25 ounces.
Wow.
That's how much water it lost. Everything left is steak.
Meat, yeah.
And Wes told me they started out doing 60 and just decided, what the heck, we'll do 75.
Wow.
And with it, I got the foie gras butter.
I've had that.
As Mike did. Now, you got the filet when you went there.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been there with you, I would have recommended you just got the foie gras, the straight foie gras.
Mm-hmm.
Because filet is...
I got it twice. I got it one thing, and I got the butter on. I may have got the butter on both things.
But. Yeah, the butter was the little yellow thing. Mm-hmm. The foie gras would have been about the size of a deck of cards or a little bigger. But when you're dealing with a filet, there's so little fat that you have to introduce fat to really get the best out of it. Usually it's done with a sauce like a béarnaise, drizzle of olive oil. Mm-hmm. Foie gras is a perfect pairing with filet because it's all fat. It's fatty duck liver that even you might like.
Yeah.
Because it hits your tongue immediately, melts. Its melt point is like 99 degrees or 98 degrees. So
almost
when it hits your
tongue. Become a light salt type of flavor, yeah.
And but I got the foie gras butter because I didn't need that much fat with a ribeye. Now, the thing with the ribeye, when you get the Delmonico, when you get a ribeye thick cut, the reason you want that is because you want all the char of a well-done steak, but you want it red in the center, and that's how you do it. I'm telling you, Mike, the char on the fat, oh, my gosh, was crispy. The fat was crispy when you bit into it. Absolutely fantastic.
Was this the Mason? Was this the Mason Hills?
Yeah, everything with the Wagyu there is Mason Hills.
Yeah,
farm. Which
for those who don't know, that's down in Grand Bay,
Grande Bay,
Grand Bay, and you can go down there. They have a store. You can go down there, and they got one in Ocean Springs too.
Yep. But and for my side with that, I got the foraged mushrooms, butter. Fresh crushed garlic, little white wine in there too, little spritz of lemon. Almost tasted like escargot, man.
Now, what makes them foraged?
That means someone went out and foraged them. Foraging means to gather something.
Good.
That means someone went to the woods to get these. They weren't bought from a store. They weren't from a farm that, you know, produces mushrooms.
Right.
Somebody like Tam the Mushroom Man went out, found them, and sold them to them.
Right.
And it was all different kinds of oysters. That's or mushrooms. And some of them could be oyster mushrooms, shiitake. Well,
so
no, we're not going to get shiitake here.
You started off with the really thin type of meat you were talking about?
Tuna.
The tuna, okay.
Yeah, tuna loin.
Is that a form of carpaccio?
No. Carpaccio is a beef dish which can be applied to tuna.
Okay.
It is lightly seared on the outside.
Okay.
And then sliced thin. It's called carpaccio because Carpaccio was an Italian painter who was famous for doing all of his paintings predominantly in red.
Ah, okay.
And since when you do the carpaccio, you tend to do carpaccio with tenderloin, which is filet. Or I have done it with beef short rib, and it worked really well. And when I do it with the beef short rib, I blacken the outside.
Okay.
And it is rarer than rare. All you're doing is lightly cooking the outside to get a little.
Just a little bit.
Because if there is any bacteria, the outside's where it's going to be.
So is that, what's the difference between, prosciutto?
Prosciutto is a ham.
Prosciutto, thank you.
Yeah, that's a ham that is air and salt cured for about 2 years.
Okay.
In a climate-controlled place where there's no bacteria and no humidity.
Okay.
Usually, or traditionally, that environment would be hanging from the rafters of a bar up in the Alps.
Earlier, when we were talking about, you said tripe. Marty said, never had it. Is that the dish that you guys were talking about? Talking about haggis. That was what I was trying to bring out. Thanks for the text.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've had haggis.
I have had haggis.
Yeah. It's like, the more Plowman's pudding you could put on there, the better. Plowman's pudding tastes like the filling in mincemeat pie.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Well, go to the Scottish Society, the Burn Supper, which is probably coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I would imagine it was March.
Yeah. It's usually late February or March. I think his birthday's like March 8th, but they kind of juggle it around. 251-343-0106. Mike, what the heck is that?
That is a phone and number you can text or call us. And when we come back, we're going to have Danny Calametti talking about some stuff going on.
Some stuff.
Drinking wine, spurdy-oody, drink wine, mop, mop. Wine, spurdy-oody, drink wine, mop, mop. Wine, spurdy-oody, drink wine, mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spurdy-oody, drink wine, mop.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And for Monday, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For lower maintenance, for higher performance, for spending less over time, and getting more right now, for finding new places and for getting lost along the way, for point A to point B and every point in between. For whatever drives you, there's an electric vehicle that requires less maintenance and travels up to 300 miles on one charge. Learn more at driveelectricalabama.com.
Sponsored by ADECA, the ABA, and this station.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes, and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Every Monday at 7, Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Canabama. Brought to you by Canabama in downtown Mobile and sponsored by Dopey Distribution. Answering your questions with accurate information and dispelling the myths of cannabis. Featuring guests from every corner of the cannabis industry. Check Canabama.com and email comments to info@Canabama.com. And join Jennifer Boozer Monday at 7 for Sweet Home Canabama on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Huh?
Say some words.
I was waiting for you to say something.
Oh, I was reading about Jonai Broome being player of the year.
So, aren't we supposed to have a caller? Yeah.
Indeed.
Right over there. Danny, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. What you got going on this week?
Well, you know, if you'll keep it a secret from the Chamber of Commerce, I follow that etiquette that all we talk about is Mardi Gras in Mobile at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this little thing going on in Gulfport, Mississippi, and a friend of mine, Chef Jean-Paul Lavalier, who is a bacon champion.
Yes, he is.
Reached out to me and asked me if I would help line up some judges for the Gulf Coast Bacon and Beer Festival that is this Saturday evening in Gulfport, Mississippi. So they've actually got a couple of World Food Championship tickets they're giving away in bacon. They're not giving it away. You got to earn them. You got to earn them.
Yeah.
In bacon and in barbecue.
Ooh.
And so I'm thinking, who do I know that has moved out of downtown and might be interested in going over there and sampling some bacon and barbecue? And so one of my judges is none other than your partner there in crime, Mr. What's his name? Bailey. Mike Bailey.
I've heard of him.
So I got him going over there. Got another experienced judge. Greg Thompson he's an experienced WFC judge from over in Orange Beach, and he's helping with a lot of these events I've been doing lately.
Yeah, I think he's I've judged down with Doug there. Before when I was recovering.
Yeah, and then we got this other guy who knows a little bit about competing in World Food Championships, and he's also been known to run around a little bit with Mike Bailey. And it's this guy named Roy Sewell, who is the Butch Cassidy of
the
of
Emperor
Mobile.
Butch Cassidy's.
Yeah.
The mayor of Flochelle.
Yeah, so those guys are heading up my judging team. But just to give you, so Chef Jean-Paul was last year's bacon champion, so he knows about World Food Championship stuff. And so we got Roy, who was top 10 in sandwich a couple of years ago. He knows about it. Island View Casinos, Island View is one of the big sponsors. They have a former world champion, overall world champion chef, Chef Jackie Sewell.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, so she's one of the big names down there. They'll be competing. They have a couple of chefs from there competing. So it's going to be the competition is going to be tough, but it's not just the competitors. There's chocolate contest, there's cocktail contest, there's a whole bunch of beer sampling going on. Ooh. There's some cocktail sampling going on. And it's for a great cause.
So Mike, you're staying in Roy's hotel room Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I'm standing here. Well, I'm standing by Biloxi here Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Saturday evening, and unfortunately I can't go to it because I've got Chamber of Commerce responsibilities here. So, I've got to do that. But it's going to be a great event, and it's for a good cause. They have what they call their Mississippi Heroes, and they build ramps for people who need wheelchair ramps, and they mm-hmm. do just a lot of different stuff for the community over there. So it's the, I know I'm going to get asked, so you can find more information at gcbeerbaconfest.com, gcbeerbaconfest.com. So it's, I have not been before. I know that, I saw on the list there our friends at Braided River are going to be one of the breweries over there.
Oh, cool.
So lots of good beer over there.
I imagine Lazy Magnolia will be there too, who really started the craft beer craze on the Gulf Coast.
I suspect so. So
yeah. Oh, that pecan ale they have. Oh.
You know, David, I started practicing this morning. I fried a whole
for the beer?
No, the bacon. I fried a whole pack of bacon this morning. So I practiced this morning.
I don't know who he's talking to, but we'll just figure that out later too. So he's talking to my alter ego, of course. But anyway, one of the things I was saying earlier, I like the fact that the level of conversation, the intro was not about cow flatulence this time, but a lot of interesting. You got Joey Mason, my buddy Joey Mason. With Mason Hill Farm,
yeah.
That was a great, great conversation. I do want to try and get to the boucherie. That, of course, it was yesterday, so I couldn't. It's just too much Mardi Gras stuff going on for me to try and get over there. So I told David Hubble I wanted to try and get over there. Maybe next year that'll work out. And then you talked about Chris Sherrill. We took Chris with us to an event we did down in Puerto Rico a mm-hmm. couple of years ago. And he spent all his time trying to run around and see if he could snag an iguana. He really, really wanted to see about roasting an iguana. We never were able to do that.
Chicken in the trees.
But we blew them away with our Alabama Gulf shrimp. Of course, they had no clue what we were dealing with over there when we brought them some good fresh Alabama Gulf shrimp, and the chefs at the Sheraton that was hosting the event, their shrimp was boxed up with Vietnamese or some other kind of stuff, and we pulled out our Alabama Gulf shrimp, and they were pretty damn jealous about it. So,
if you need a judge for that,
anything in Puerto Rico, we're down. Especially in the wintertime, right, Mike?
Yeah, right.
I went over there another time with Dr. Lady Javier, and we had, she knows everybody in Puerto Rico, and we ended up going to we were invited to one of their TV chefs, and went to his, took some shrimp over there and went to his house, and he fixed it several different ways and just was oohing and ahhing. But we were in a taxi the next day, and just happened to catch his radio show. We're driving in the taxi, and he's bragging about this fabulous Alabama Gulf shrimp that he got, that he served up the night before. So that was a pretty, that was pretty cool.
Excellent.
That was pretty cool. So anyway, but we'll have, just so y'all know, we will have some other events coming up here soon enough that we'll be cooking up. You know, we've got the American Cancer Society stuff coming up at the end of March. That'll be here before we know it, and that'll be another big time event. There are several, you know, this is the spring festival time. So we are going to be putting something together with Billy Stitt over in at Billy's place. We don't have the details yet, but that we're trying to nail that down for a May event over there.
He's no stranger to bacon.
Yeah, that'll probably focus on bacon as well. So, so anyway, we got a few irons in the fire coming up in the near future, and you know, it's all about the fun and the food, and usually a good cause tied to it as well. So that's all good. So
yeah, and anyway, we got spring right around the corner here. You're about to be up to your knees, probably up to your eyeballs in cooking competitions, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's a price that some of us have to pay, but always willing to take one for the team. You know,
you poor thing.
Yep, there you go. All right, Matt, guys. So, what else is going on in your world?
Hey, man, went to Lemoyne's Thursday night.
I've got to get over there. I have not been there yet. I've got to get that on my list.
Do you have a coin? Do you have a coin?
I have a coin. Mike had a coin. Do you have a coin?
I don't have a coin.
I guess you'll have to pay for it out of your pocket then.
Uh-oh.
I had a seat right on the window on Government Street, so I got to watch the Mardi Gras parade the best way possible.
Indoors, sounds like the best way to watch it.
Indoors,
yeah.
With a glass of Hibiki Japanese Harmony whiskey in my hand.
Yeah, all right.
Have you tried the Japanese whiskey, Danny?
I have not. I will have to do that.
Yeah. Run by there and all right. Drop half a hundred on a glass.
Well, there you go. Well, my buddy Mike is helping me out with a couple of champagne selections for a little event I've got coming up pretty soon. So that'll be fun. I appreciate that.
Look at that Gruet from New Mexico. It's owned by a French company from Champagne.
With a long history, too. Yeah, several hundred
long history,
years.
Yeah, and they make some incredible champagne Method Noir.
Yeah, they found a spot in New Mexico where the climate, the soil, and everything pretty much matches what they were doing in France.
And that sounds good. And so, you know, what I will do is I will buy her one of the expensive bottles, and the rest of us.
Absolutely. That's why you do it. That's why you do it.
The rest of us drink the New Mexico stuff. So, and they won't know any difference.
Which is not shabby at all.
Yeah.
No.
Mike says you can get him four or five magnums of Cook's. He's happy.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Well, yeah, after the first one, everybody's happy.
Yes, they are. So.
All right, guys.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you calling in, buddy, and I look forward to next Saturday. Can't wait.
All right, I got you work lined up for you, so it ought to be a fun competition.
I'm gonna practice all week.
You said the word work, and all the color left Mike's face.
I'll fill it back up with bacon.
It's going to be at the warehouse there in Gulfport, right?
No, it's going to be at it's a different, where is it at? It's going to be at, they got a new location. Where is it? It's not at the warehouse. Let me get to that page.
Caught him off guard.
Yeah. But that's at the Gulf Coast Beer and Bacon Festival. They can look that up online, right?
Yeah, Richburg Hall at Sully's Gulfport. Richboro Hall at Sully's Gulfport. So Sully's is supposed to be a good place over there. I've not been there. But all right, guys. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to it, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thank you, man.
All right. Bye.
So, Michael, I left one thing off.
Yeah.
Since I was going to wait for the crowd to dissipate from the parade,
mm-hmm.
make traffic easier, I went ahead and ordered dessert, which is something I don't usually do. I got that opera cake. With the
opera cake?
Yeah, it's like a sponge cake. It had macerated oranges, an orange gel, a candied orange slice, chocolate. It was really great. It was not a huge piece.
No.
Because all the ingredients are fantastic, so you don't need a big chunk of it.
Right.
Exactly what I needed. But really good. Really
Why
good.
The name opera cake, I wonder?
Fancy. Because it's white with the black, and it looks kind of checkerboard, I guess. But that's what they chose to call it.
Okay.
And it, there may be some history. I didn't have a chance to look it up. I just went, I'll take the opera cake.
You know, the whole place, the Admiral and the dining experience, the foyer, all that, it's a history lesson.
It is.
That you learn about Mobile and the founding people, the French who founded
it. I got a math lesson for you.
Oh, yeah?
251-343-0106 will call or text us.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice. This is juice.
This Minute by Minute brought to you by Carrot Patch Jewelers. Get her in the Mardi Gras spirit with something that sparkles and shines with the colors of the season. On Hillcrest, just south of Airport. Happy Mardi Gras from Carrot Patch Jewelers.
Founded in 1995 with their first ball in 1996, Neptune's Daughters has become a great addition to the carnival season. Keeping to the aquatic theme of the organization, the emblem is a mermaid, which also ties into Greek and Roman mythology. Emblem floats include Poseidon with a trident, coral, seahorses, and other various underwater creatures. Husbands and boyfriends of the members serve as marshals on horseback dressed in turquoise costumes with capes. The 300-member female organization has paraded annually since 1997, and over the decades has constructed 15 unique floats that change annually with the theme of the parade. This year's theme is Luster, Lotus, and Lanyap, and the parade begins at 6:30 and follows Route A, followed by their ball at the Convention Center. If you are attending the ball, don't forget the attire is formal, any purse or bag must be clear, without exception, and be sure to get there on time. Neptune's Daughters are known for their well-choreographed and entertaining tableaus, and a toast to their queen, so grab a good seat and don't be late.
When a special occasion calls for an extra special gift, you'll always find it at the Carrot Patch. You'll find the largest selection of pre-owned Rolex watches in Mobile, all in exceptional condition. Other favorites are diamond inside-out hoops, tennis bracelets, bangles, and one-of-a-kind pieces. We can even turn an heirloom piece into something more modern that she'll never want to take off. Carrot Patch Jewelers on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
You know you want one. A new e-bike. So come see me at Adventure Earth Bicycles for your new two-wheel freedom machine. Adventure Earth Bicycles in Midtown at the corner of Airport and Wildflower. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside.
For more than 50 years, Mobile Bay Magazine has showcased the history, style, arts, dining, and entertainment that defines excellence on both sides of Mobile Bay. Each month's issue is filled with our unique Southern Alabama culture, beautifully captured and told through engaging articles and stunning photography. When you subscribe to Mobile Bay Magazine, you'll be swept into the pages where recipes, familiar places and faces, and untold stories abound. Start your journey today by visiting MobileBayMag.com. That's MobileBayMag.com.
Thursday morning at 7:50, join Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Let South Alabama's most recognized guide and tournament angler put you on the fish this weekend. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report is brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC on Dauphin Street. Go to McConnellAutomotive.com to see their new and used inventory. And by McCoy Outdoor Company, locally owned and family operated for over 40 years. Thursday morning at 7:50, the Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato on FM Talk 106.5.
For more than a decade, they are the dynamic duo of dining. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I was going to talk about an event coming up next Sunday on Joe Kane Day, but I figured the guy who started it all and invented it and all that, proprietary of it, I figured he'd do a better job of talking about it. Straight from
in
the horse's
mouth. In other words, you're pushing your work off on somebody else.
Yeah, Tony Sawyer. Bob Stout Down
Morning,
Diner.
Buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're good. I feel like I got mold and fungus growing on me. It's been raining so much, but
you mean for two whole hours?
We can get it. You know what I mean?
That's it. But hey, tell us about next Sunday. What you're doing?
So next Sunday is Joe Kane Day.
Yeah.
And every year what I do along with, well, I do it, but I reach out to folks down inside the Mardi Gras businesses to provide meals for our law enforcement first responders on Joe Kane Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this in my ninth year doing this. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. This is really what makes Mardi Gras for me personally.
Yeah.
Who helps you out serve that meal through a company, or who's helped serve those meals with it?
So what I do is I reach out to volunteers through the Mobile Harley-Davidson Hog Chapter, and those are the folks that will come in and help me prepare the meals along with other individuals through the years that really enjoy helping law enforcement and our first responders. And so all the product is donated 100%. And that's, you know, like I said, that's through the restaurants and bars that are inside the Mardi Gras loop that I always have asked donations for. And I'm, you know, I take it upon myself to make sure that they get fed.
Yeah.
And it's a thrill. It's a joy. It's something that brings closure to me and makes me feel good that I can, you know, I can do that and provide them a good meal.
Almost sounds like a potluck.
It's not a potluck. that's the answer. But no, so yeah, this year we have 600 meals that we've got to provide, and we typically, you know, we're usually around that 600 meal mark every year. This year's a little bit more because MPD has hired and transformed citizens into law enforcement officers, which is awesome. So they're growing their force a little bit more. So take care of these people. I mean, they stick their lives on the line every day for us, in and out of this country. And it's just a blessing that we can help in a little way, you know, and that little bit does help. And they are very appreciative of it.
Well, I think it's a great cause and I know they appreciate it. It's some of them probably don't even think about eating when they get down here, you know. But it's great that we're providing this, or your volunteers are. And yeah. I know my company, we're going to be donating some stuff, and I'll have that to you this week, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah. All good, man. But you know, you think about, you know, Mardi Gras, you know, it's a grind for us down inside this Mardi Gras loop, you know, for two and a half weeks a year. And really and truly, Joe Kane Day is the busiest day of the whole year.
Yeah.
And they're all on, you know, they all have orders to be on, you know, on their post, and some of them will get on their post and won't be able to leave. You know, I mean, if they got to go TT or anything like that, they've got to get somebody to come in and help them out to use the restroom, but they won't have that opportunity to go get a good meal.
Right.
And, you know, this started a long time ago with the Mounted Patrol. That's how it all got started, with Mounted Patrol. And those guys there in year number two that I was at the restaurant, they didn't have any meals. They didn't get fed through the department because they're on horses. And I really felt bad. And so I took it upon myself just to go ahead and feed them all. You know, in that year, I want to say there was like 30 meals that I cooked there at the restaurant, and I gave it to them. I didn't want their money. It's not about money, you know. It's about giving back to the community. And I did, and that's what really started it, you know, 9 years ago. And so every year we grow, and there's, you know, more people coming out of the woodworks. You know, I don't ask for a lot, you know. I really don't ask for anything. If you want to help, you can help. If you can help by, you know, giving money so that we can buy the products, or you can buy the product and, you know, give it to me and I'll make it happen. And then we also, you know, send over carrots and apples to the barn for the horses, you know,
awesome.
Not just for our Mobile Police Department horses, but also the other horses that come in from other parts of the country, to make sure that those horses have a little treat after their long days out on the road.
A lot of people don't realize that those horses that come in from another part of the country and law enforcement officers, they're teaching the horses how to do crowd control.
Right.
They're actually in kind of a training session.
To watch them, I love going over to the horse barn and watching them train, because they'll bring a helicopter in. They blow smoke. They noises, all this stuff. A lot of those horses are scared, but by the end of their training, they get used to it, which is what they need, because in a crowd, when they get really crowded like that and all these noises are going on, they get sidetracked and they can't do their job. Well, for that officer on that horse, they need that horse to understand and be calm through the scenarios.
Right.
And it's awesome. It's really awesome.
I bet.
What they do. And the training that they give those horses here in Mobile is pretty damn good,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think it's a great thing that you're doing. You have been doing, for 9 years now, you said? And,
right.
Man, that's just awesome. I know I volunteered, I think, 2 years, and some days it gets real cold in that building and freezing, but you just keep moving. Don't think about it.
Yeah. And what's really neat about this whole thing is, when we set it up, when I set it up in the mornings over at the temple, we've got two assembly lines, and there's, let's just say there's 50 volunteers, 25 on each side, and each volunteer has one specific job to do. And we set it up as a big conveyor belt, with these to-go boxes. So one person's putting the to-go boxes down, the next person's putting a hamburger bun down, the next person's doing lettuce, the next person tomato, so on and so forth, all the way down the line. So we can knock out those, this year, 600 meals in, 45 minutes, and that's from start to stop. And when we're done, you got the 600 meals are done and wrapped, and now these officers are coming by, whether they come by individually or they come by and pick up, 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 for their squad or their little group that they're in. It makes it it makes it worth it. It really
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Well, buddy, I appreciate you calling in, and I hope I get to see you that day. And take care. Stay safe out there. Tell your staff I love them. You know we do.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I really
kiss that doggy for us.
Yeah. Tell him I'll be down once Mardi Gras is over.
Stella will be with me that morning too. She's gonna come and help.
She's a good dog. Yes, she is. She's a good dog.
Get up that dog.
All right, Tony. Happy Mardi Gras. Yeah.
Happy Mardi Gras, buddy.
All right, folks, get out there and support Tony and all those who have helped participate in this. Support local, be local, buy local. And
be patient with those restaurant workers in downtown Mobile, because they are getting whooped right now.
They are. And what else?
How about
provolone?
Provolone, yeah.
In the mountains of Tennessee, they like the smoky sauce. But over there in old Memphis, a dry rub ribbit falls.
The folks down in Georgia, they can't make up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right.
And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow?